Kathy from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Good morning, Tony. Carl from Pocono Mountains.
Carol Selmore, Plainfield, New Jersey.
Okay, guys, this is Senior Consultant Tony Procopa from Fairfield, Connecticut. We're going to get started here. Welcome to the 90-Day Blitz morning call. And this morning, we're going to be talking about posture and how you sound on the phone. I'm a senior consultant from New Fairfield, Connecticut. Been involved in the business for about 2 years and, you know, looking to build this thing big. So we really appreciate Ray and the other ECs and NCs putting this on for us. And I'm really humbled to be on the call here and sharing with you guys. So let's get right into it. You know, what is posture? Posture, simply put, is a quiet confidence in going about your business. That's really what it is. And, you know, I looked up the dictionary definition yesterday, as a matter of fact, and it's actually stated as a particular way of dealing with or considering something. It's an approach or an attitude, a stance or a standpoint, a point of view or a position, or a frame of mind. So those are all good words when it comes to getting out there and making phone calls or when you're face-to-face. So this will kind of cover both of them. And what determines your posture? You know, posture is determined in multiple ways. It doesn't have to do, I'll tell you what it is, what it's not, is the best way to do it. It's not how old you are. It's not if you've been successful or not. No, that's not it. And it's not how much education you have. That doesn't determine your posture. It's not how much money you have or the type of job you have or the profession or core business that you're in. It's not the kind of car you drive or where you live or what your family background is. Those aren't things that determine your posture. It's not how many friends you have. What determines your posture is your belief, your attitude, self-image, and conviction. Those are the things that determine your posture. So to increase your belief, let's just take that first. You know, here's the simple way to increase your belief. And you can teach this to people as you're bringing them into the business, you know, to help them as well. You know, getting on the Sunday webinars and the team calls, like last night, those things increase your posture. Weekly business presentations, regional training, simulcast, the big June 7th event that we have coming up. If you have a ticket to that already in hand and you've determined that you're going to go, you're increasing your posture by doing that. The same thing with registering for ambition. There's a mental switch that goes off of your head, you know, when you do those things. So, and I could be preaching to the choir here because we're probably all registered for ambition already. But, you know, taking notes at events and then reviewing those notes, those are things that increase your posture. Another thing that will increase your belief, I should say, is having a big list of names. That's one of the biggest things that will increase your belief in the business, is having a big inventory of names. So then attitude is the next thing. You know, listening to audio materials during non-productive times, like John Maxwell, The 21 Irrefutable Laws, the Darren Hardy CD that comes in everyone's kit, the Making the Shift, Your First 7 Days, Jim Rohn, Building Your Network Marketing Business, Robert Kiyosaki, you know, Business of the 21st Century. And then even the intensified training, you know, that comes in DVD format or audio format that you can download from the web, you know, get those things, put them on CD, put them on your phone, you know, listen to them in the car when you're driving, whatever it takes, you know. And if you don't know how to do that, just ask someone younger who does, and they'll be able to teach you how to do that. So, you know, as far as self-image goes, so now we've talked about belief and attitude, the next phase, the next portion of increasing your posture and having posture is self-image. And self-image is very important, and really the only way to do that is actually go and read positive thinking books. That's actually how you increase your self-image. You know, the more you read, you know, your readers are leaders and leaders are readers, you know, the more that you do that, even if it's just 10 pages a day in a positive thinking book, you'll be able to increase your self-image by doing that. And you know, I've recommended for years in my recruiting, my normal day job, which is I recruit people in sales positions and IT positions for different companies. I've always told people, hey, you guys need to go out, and every employee or business owner in the country needs to go out and read a book called Rhinoceros Success by Scott Alexander. So it's Rhinoceros Success. It's a great book to read. It's very simple, has lots of pictures and big letters, so anybody can read it. And the same thing with The Go-Getter, which is a book by Peter B. Kine, K-Y-N-E. It's called The Go-Getter. And that's a great book to read and study. And that's a short book. It's only about 60 pages long or something like that. And it's almost set up like a fable. And if you can go and get the blue vase, if you read that book and you figure out that you're going to ask yourself, would I have gotten the blue vase or not? So go read that book, and if you think you would have gotten the blue vase, then you're going to have a very successful business and increase your self-image. So, and here's the thing, you can increase your conviction, which is the fourth segment of having posture, by having a strong why and associating with other people that have a strong why. So posture is all about taking control and using some of the key phrases that are out there that allow you to do that. You know, and here's this is a really good thing. If you're able to write this down, I would write this down. That it's not what you say or do that matters. It's the posture you're in when you say or do it that counts. So I'm going to repeat that again because it's very important. It's not what you say or do that matters. It's the posture you're in when you say or do it that counts. So this thing is 85% attitude. And the mentality is this: when you're talking to people, you don't need them. Any particular one individual that's on your list, you don't need them. You know, this train's moving on. My time is important. I'm going places. So punch your ticket and jump on, or don't. But either way, I'm moving forward. See, that's an attitude that creates posture and a belief. And the object is to get the other person to feel that you have focus and direction, and you don't need them in order to get there. So no single person matters to your success, and it's really the cumulative effect of contacting many people on a large list and showing them the plan. That's what actually matters. You know, so there are other posture words that you can use, too, when you're talking to people, you know. Like, there's a chance. This is a great term when you're talking to people. There's a chance. There's a chance we might be able to do business together. There's a chance you might be interested in this. There's a chance you might not be interested in this. There's a chance. You know, there's a chance I might be able to get you on a three-way call, you know, with somebody that I work with who's very successful. You know, yesterday I was with my good friend Alfredo Duenas, and we were showing a gentleman the plan in pizza. He owns a pizza restaurant. And you know, when we were talking to him, you know, we kind of prepped him and let him know that Alfredo was going to be calling Ray Monty for a three-way call. And so I told him, you know, there's a chance that Alfredo might be able to get this guy on the cover right here on the phone with you. Can you imagine what that would be like? You know, and that's how I said it to him, and it kind of postured the whole thing. And this guy, when Ray answered the phone on the three-way call, this guy's eyes lit up like he couldn't believe this guy on the magazine cover actually picked up the phone. And it was just, you just knew it was going to go the right way, and it was just a matter of posturing it and positioning it in that way. So, you know, things like, you may or may not be qualified to do what I do. That's a good posture line. You know, this might be for you or it might not be. Those are all lines that will allow you key phrases that we've learned along the way that will allow you to increase your posture. And the best way to keep the right posture on the phone, especially, is this: don't talk much. I mean, plain and simple, don't talk too much. The more you talk, the less posture you have. And 2 to 3 minutes on the phone and you're done. And the best thing is to do is tell people, you know, everyone all the time, whether you're calling them up or they're calling you back, sometimes they'll catch you off guard and you're answering the phone. Make it a priority, or just make it a habit, I should say, to tell people that you're just about to meet with someone and you only have a minute. You know, even if they're just calling you off guard and you're not meeting with someone, just being in a hurry and letting them know that increases your posture. So, you know, I'm just about to walk in to meet someone, so I only have a minute. That's usually how I, when somebody calls me, you know, and they're like, hey, Tony, I'm just calling you back. I say, hey, great, I'm glad I got to connect with you. I just have a minute. I'm about to walk in and meet with somebody, but here's what I wanted to talk to you about real quick. And, you know, so when someone calls you up and asks you things like, you know, what's up, and, you know, or how you're doing and things like that, and, you know, you could say things like same old, or nothing much, or it's Monday, you know, like it is today. And, you know, so saying mundane things will make mundane things happen. You know, go on like the Proven Ambit System by Brian McClure on topambitleaders.com. Brian says it like this. He says, they need to see a wiggle in your walk. You know, and that's exactly what we all need to have, is a wiggle in our walk. They need to know that there's something else going on when we're talking to them. So the key lines that we have are kind of like silver bullets. And the object is to have a whole belt full of those silver bullets, and each key line is like a silver bullet. They're key lines that you will use outwardly. You'll take the silver bullet off your belt, you'll put it in the chamber, and you'll fire. And then there are other key lines that are meant for you to use internally for yourself. You know, and if you think about what Ray has said, you know, I've always taken notes. I always take notes at every meeting that I'm in, you know, whether I've taken notes on these topics before or not. But when Ray's talking at a business presentation, he's closing, I'm taking notes. Because when he gets to the part where he says, find people that want it worse than you, I'm writing that down every single time, and I never forget it because of that. Or you're looking for people who are looking for you. These are things that we've heard before, you know. The invitation needs to be short and sweet. You know, that's from the intensified training and at U205, and Ray says that. The invitation needs to be short and sweet. Now, I've definitely heard short invitation from Ray, but I don't know if I've ever heard sweet. That's not a word that really comes to mind, but short and sweet, it works. So, you know, and there's other things that you can say, things like, you know, I'm looking for a go-getter type. Do you know anybody like that? You know, that's a posture line. It makes people think and wonder. I'm looking for a go-getter type. Do you know anybody like that? And when inviting, you know, being in a hurry, did I catch you at a bad time? That's a great posture line when you're talking to someone. Did I catch you at a bad time? You're not going to ask them, did I catch you at a good time? Because they're going to say no matter what, either way. So if you ask them, did I catch you at a bad time, they're going to say no most of the time. You know, and then when I'm booking appointments, you know, there's some other key lines that people have always used throughout, you know, their careers and booking appointments for anything. One of them is just simply stating this: hey, I appreciate it. You know, I'm really good at keeping appointments. How are you at it? So I'm really good at keeping appointments. How are you at it? And they'll usually say good. And say, okay, well, like I said, I'm really good at it, so I'm going to be there. Can I count on you to be there without having to confirm? So that's another key line. Can I count on you to be there? I'm really good at keeping appointments. Can I count on you to be there? That increases your posture. Using things like feel, felt, found, those increase your posture. You know, when you're following up with people and they, you know, they're saying things like, I don't have time, or I don't have money, or the normal, you know, objections that come up, you know, another key line to add in there is, you know, we have a program for people who don't have time, or we have a program for people who don't have a lot of money. You know, and hold on, let me get my business partner on the line to talk about that. And those are all posture lines. You know, this one is another one that you're going to need to say it with a smile on your face, and you may not ever say it, but you may just have it as one of those internal things where you can kind of keep it in your head and use it for posture in your own mind. But it goes kind of like this: hey, Jim, I appreciate you setting aside time in your schedule to meet with me. And I sure as heck don't want to waste your time. But let me ask you this. Do you know whose time I don't want to waste more than yours? And you just pause. And then you say, you guessed it, mine. So I'll see you at 6. That kind of mentality, whether you say it outwardly or just keep it in your head, will definitely increase your posture. You know, once you've watched, when you're booking an appointment to show somebody the video, or you're doing it over the, you know, web, or whichever way you're doing it, you know, once you've watched and paid attention to the video without being interrupted, then you'll be at basically up to speed on the information. We'll be on the same page, and then we can have a much more intelligent conversation about the material. See, that type of mentality will definitely increase your posture. You take control. And, you know, when I'm on the phone, if I'm doing it at a distance where I'm having somebody watch the video, I'll say that. And then at the end, I'll say, so if I don't hear from you in 17 minutes, expect my call in 18, because the video is about 16 and a half minutes long. So if I don't hear from you in 17, expect my call in 18. That's control. That's posture. You know, and saying things like this, you know, can you imagine what would happen to your business or your company if they landed on the cover of Success Magazine? The answer is your business would be booming. You know, now imagine that an immediate group of people that you work with was on the cover of Success Magazine. Now, can you imagine if you're the people that you talk to every day were featured on the cover of Success Magazine? That's exactly what's happened with my business partners. You know, my business partners are recently on the cover of Success Magazine. So, you know, before I go any further, we need to get together. I'd feel guilty if I didn't at least loop you in on it. that kind of mentality, the same thing. You know, there's other key lines too, like it's 99% visual. That's a posture line. It's taking it and taking control. To explain it over the phone would be like giving a haircut over the phone. It just doesn't work, and it wouldn't come out good. Okay, it wouldn't turn out well. So that's another posture line. You know, and then there's a major posture line like Mike Obey, you know, who says, hey, I started a part-time business. I'm really excited about it. I'm not sure if you'd be personally interested in it or not, but do you keep your options open to additional income? I committed that to memory. I mean, I can just say that without even thinking about it. It's like it's a silver bullet on my belt, ready to go anytime that I need it. And that is such a key line that I even learned it in Spanish. I don't even speak Spanish, but I learned it in Spanish. You know, and it goes like this. It goes, empecé un negocio de medio tiempo. Estoy muy emocionado por ello. No estoy seguro si se puede ser interesante o no, pero mantiene sus opciones abiertas a los ingresos adicionales. You know, so I learned that in Spanish just in case I might meet someone sharp who only speaks Spanish and I have an opportunity to get that key line in there. I figured I needed a Spanish silver bullet, and now I'm working on French and Portuguese, Russian, Japanese, and Chinese. So, you know, as we expand further into the South, you know, which we're basically hitting the South now as far as opening up in Virginia, I'm going to have to try to lose my the worst speech impediment known to mankind, the Northern accent, and get my Southern on so that I can start talking to people down South. So how do you sound when leaving phone messages? All right, because a lot of times we're leaving phone messages with people, and we're talking on the phone, not directly to them, but to their voicemail. And here's the thing. If your voice gets higher at the end of a sentence, then you're in the posture of chasing people. I'm going to give you an example of this. So let's say I call up my friend Mary, and it sounds like this. And I you know, you're sitting there waiting, you hear her voicemail, it comes on, you're taking a deep breath, and you're like, okay, when the beep goes off, I'm just going to start saying something, and your heart races and all that stuff. Okay? So you're getting ready to leave a message. If it sounds like this, listen to this one. Hey Mary, I'm so glad I got your voicemail. How are you doing? I'm doing great over here, and you think you could give me a call back? I'm really excited about something, and I'd like you to give me a call back. You know, you can call me back when you know, I have some time today. That's good. Tomorrow's pretty good too. Anytime the next day would be good. Okay, you guys get that goes. First of all, those are all non-posture lines. You know. Asking someone how they're doing on their voicemail, you're not actually talking to that person, so there's no real reason to say, how are you doing? Because you think about it, they're listening to that, and they're not listening to you directly either. They're listening to their voicemail when they play it back, and you're asking them how you're doing, how they're doing. They can't actually answer you, so you just need to take that stuff out of there. Take the fluff out. Don't ask unrelated questions on the voicemail. Instead, it should sound something like this. Hi, Mary. Be very firm and confident. Should say something like, hi, Mary, it's Tony. I need to talk to you. Give me a call back. That's exactly how it should say. And you only need to have that posture for a few seconds, you know, and you can just, it's only a minute, and then you can laugh about it after. And there's this thing called the 14-second rule. If you're talking for more than 14 seconds when you're leaving a voicemail message, after 14 seconds, all the person hears on the other end of the line is Charlie Brown's teacher. Okay, all they hear is wah, 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 wah. Okay, that's it. You know, Charlie Brown's parents or teacher. It's blah, blah, blah to them, and they actually delete it because they didn't find anything of importance in the first 14 seconds, so they delete it without hearing the rest, and they figure that you'll just call them back if it's that important. So make it short and get off the phone, short and confident. You know, so, hey, Mary, it's Tony. I need to talk to you really quick. Call me back as soon as possible. Have fun with it. You know, there's a lot of different ways. You know, sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, I call them back a couple times and they didn't get back to me. Maybe on the second or third call, I might say something like, hey, listen, you know, I didn't hear back from you. So that's either telling me that you're really busy and haven't been able to get back to me, or you're just avoiding my call. Or the third thing is it could be that you're trapped under something heavy and you're desperately trying to get back to me, but you can't, so call me back. So, you know, that was less than 14 seconds. So when you're showing the plan, telling a story and pointing to the person in the magazine, that adds to your posture, and that's why we do it. Just don't tell 15 stories in a row about 15 different people in the magazine, because at that point you're just talking too much and you're diluting it and you're actually becoming boring. So when you're done showing the video and you ask people a question, If you answer it, and then they ask you more questions, and you keep answering question for question, that easily can lead to creating a dynamic that decreases your posture. Okay, one question leads to another, and before you know it, you have no segue into doing the three-way call. You know, so there's a lot of different ways to increase your posture and to sound good on the phone. Short, you know, confident. That's exactly, you know, the way it works. And, you know, one of the things, this might be just something to keep in the back of your head, but as you're building your list, you know, imagine if you called up somebody on your list, and his name is Jim, he's a friend of yours, and you call up Jim, he's a real good friend, you say, hey, Jim, you know, and I'm just going to be like, hey, Jim, listen, I got to talk to you about something real quick, you know. I'm looking for a business right now or something that I can do on a part-time basis, you know, that would allow me to create like a six-figure income, you know, while I'm doing something else. And I want to make a deal with you, Jim. Jim, if you come across anything like that, you know, I just want to make a deal here that you'll definitely tell me about it, and then I'll do the same. If I come across anything, I'll definitely tell you about it too, because I'm looking for something with the economy the way it is and stuff like that. So are we agreed? And he'll say, yeah. And then you just say, you call him up the next day and you say, Jim, you're not going to believe this, but I came across something. You know, so those are the kinds of things that you can keep in your head to keep your posture, to keep your attitude up. So appreciate you guys being on the call. I know I've talked for about a little over 20 minutes here. I only meant to go about 15. But you guys have a great day. Increase your posture. Keep that belief, attitude, and conviction, you know, up, and increase your self-image. And we'll see you guys at the next regional training in the EC Factory. Have a good day, you guys. I'm going to open up the line.
Awesome.